Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tying run at third. The pitch. A swing and a liner down the left field line. Base hit. One runner's in. Nico Horner rounding third. He's heading home. Here comes the throw. Nico scores. Cubs win the ball game.
Everyone's so different with how they actually play the game that it's rarely like, man, put your hands up here and you'll do this and that. It's more like how to take care of your body, how to keep up with relationships during the season. Like it's just what being a good teammate actually looks like. It's a lot of things like that, and how to enjoy yourself when you're not playing well in the big leagues and all that. So JT sets a great tone for everybody just in his excitement and joy in being in baseball and in the locker room and on the field and talking the game and having fun in between things. It's a great combination of things that he really appreciates, just being in the major leagues and making the most of it.
Welcome back to Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score on this beautiful Saturday morning in Chicago. David Haw, Bruce Levine talking baseball until 11 o'clock. Thank you to 670 The Score and Pat Hughes calling that walk-off hit by Justin Turner on May 13th. And Nico Horner telling the afternoon show what Justin Turner has meant to the Cubs so far in this young season. And it's time now to go out to our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, where we find Justin Turner. Justin, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for your time this morning. Got a day game after a day game and the weekend at Wrigley Field. How much fun has this been for you so far this season?
Yeah, it's been great. Pretty exciting offense that we're running out there every day, scoring runs and in a ton of different ways, and playing a good brand of baseball and want to keep it rolling.
Justin, tell David how I offered to get you on the show today when I came up to your locker yesterday.
Yeah, he opened up his wallet and started to pull some cash out, and I just said it's not enough. Don't even do it.
Bruce had cash in his wallet? That's the breaking news.
There was only $20.
Yeah,
wow.
Justin,
it was
thanks.
A crisp 20. Thanks. I'm not even sure if it was real.
Thanks so much for coming on. And, you know, again, the professionalism of the first thing you said to me stood out, and that is, oh, gee, can I come on Sunday? I said, well, no, I don't do a show on Sunday. And he goes, you know, I'm playing again. And that just the seriousness of your preparation ahead of time just struck me there. You know, how prepared a baseball player, and in particular you, with all of your career, is in tuned in not only to that moment, but the next day and the day after. So from that perspective, how much of that do you see on this team as well? And, you being a big part of it, even though you don't play every day.
Well, yeah, I think knowing the schedule and knowing when you're going to be in there and not be in there helps as far as your routine and prepared and workouts and training room and everything that goes into it to get ready to play. So, you know, they do a good job about letting us know. And for everyone else, really, I mean, these guys play every day. They're out there no matter what. They're playing through stuff. And, you know, they love to be on the field. They love to be in the lineup. So, you know, it takes a lot to get any of these guys to come off the field. So, it's pretty easy for them. They know when they're showing up to the stadium, they're going to be penciled in the lineup unless something pretty serious is going on.
Justin, you heard from Nico Horner as we came into this, talking about your impact on him and other young players in that clubhouse. And we know what they get out of your presence. And we know the value of teams going out and getting guys like yourself with all of your experiences and winning. What do you get out of it? What is satisfying to you in that role? And why would it be enough for you to, you know, come to the Cubs when you've had such a successful career? Maybe you don't need this, but you certainly, I think, crave something out of this experience. What is it?
Yeah, I just love the game. I love baseball. I love talking baseball. I love hitting in particular, being around the cage, being around the guys, having different conversations, bouncing different ideas and thoughts off them. Maybe they can try this or think about this, and maybe that'll give them a better feel in the box. And it's just something I'm addicted to, and I love it. And, you know, it just lights me up to have those conversations. And, you know, we've had a lot of good ones here already. Just bouncing different ideas off of guys asking great questions. It's a really good group of players who are hungry and who desire to be great and want to continue to work every single day. So it makes it easy to come here and chop it up and talk baseball and talk different things that can make us better as a group, can help someone individually or whatever it may be. But it's a special group in that aspect that it's a lot of baseball players, a lot of gamers that understand the game, really want to win and want to do whatever it takes to win. So that's fun to be around.
You know, the honesty and the self-deprecating things that you say, really, you know, they take a lot of tension out of everything. Even like if I approach your locker and you say, come on, Bruce, there's someone else you'd rather talk to today, right? And, you know, basically saying, you know, you have things to do, which is really, really funny. But the idea after, you know, helping win a game the other day and the media being around you, and then you know, people complimenting you on being the great teammate you are, the one thing that really stood out to me that really resonated was you said, hey, I didn't come here to be a coach. I can be a good teammate, but I have to help this team win. Talk a little bit about that mentality. And you know, it was just really refreshing to hear, you know, someone understanding their own reality, especially someone who struggled to find their stroke early in the season here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I came here obviously to help out with that aspect in the clubhouse and be around guys and culture and hopefully help create, you know, a consistent day in and day out winning culture. But I also came here to play and produce, and obviously, you know, the beginning of the season didn't get off to the start that I had wanted it to, or probably anyone had wanted it to. And, you know, we were playing really good baseball and these guys were doing a lot of special things, but I wasn't really contributing that much to that. So I feel like, you know, that hit, the walk-off against the Marlins was like a big kind of weight lifted off my back. You know, it's like, okay, finally I did something to contribute. And I feel like ever since then, you know, it's been going a lot better. You know, when my name's in the lineup, still taking good at bats, but actually getting some good results. So, just trying to keep that rolling and at the same time, you know, continue to have the conversations in the clubhouse. And, you know, hopefully with as much as I struggled in April and didn't get good results at all, really, you know, just the showing up every day and being the same guy with the same, you know, willingness to have conversations and help everyone else while I was getting my butt kicked. Hopefully that rubbed off and guys understand that it's okay to struggle and still be a good teammate.
Talking with Cubs infielder Justin Turner here and Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, David Hall, Bruce Levine, until 11 o'clock. Justin, as you got through those struggles early in the season, whether you're 40 or 24, I think that the public reaction can sometimes weigh on a player. I'm wondering how much it weighed on you, knowing that maybe you weren't off to the kind of start you wanted to be. You were receiving some criticism, and you persevered anyway. How difficult was that to get through, and how did you do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, with struggling comes criticism, and there's always other guys that are playing well somewhere else, whether it's the minor leagues or whatnot, that you know everyone wants to see. And I've come to get pretty comfortable the last 3 or 4 years. As soon as I struggle, I have a bad game, a bad series, a bad week, in this case, a bad month. You know, the age just gets dropped. Oh, he's 40. He's done. He's 40. He's done. And, you know, it is what it is. And I get it. But I've had bad months all throughout my career. It just is unfortunate that this one happened at the beginning of the season before I had done anything for the Cubs to kind of gain the benefit of the doubt, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just don't want to, your first impression, you don't want to struggle. You know, if I had a really good month of April and then scuffled a little bit in May, you know, maybe things would have sounded a little different, but I guess that's all perspective. And it's also why we play 162 games over 6 months. You know, there's ups, there's downs. They always come at different times. You can't really plan for them. You just got to continue to show up and work and get better and fight your way through them and know that you're going to get hot again.
I'm going to share this conversation you and I had, you, me, and Jesse had the other day about Ken Revisa, who was the great mental skills coach for the Cubs and many different teams throughout his career and unfortunately passed away a few years ago. We stumbled on the fact that we all knew him and admired him and got a lot out of him. Mental skills right now, Justin, and what you learned from Kenny and the positivity and the reality that he brought to your game, I know you're sharing with everybody on a daily basis. Talk about how mental skills are you know, something that maybe wasn't huge when you started the game, but how important that is for the player individually every day now.
Yeah, I mean, I think mental skills is a separator. You know, I think it separates minor leaguers from major leaguers. I think it separates major leaguers from all-stars, and I think it separates all-stars from Hall of Famers. The better you are at controlling your emotions and dealing with failure and handling failure, I think the more success you're going to have in this game, because it is a game of failure, and especially on the offensive side, you know, it's the old cliche. You get out 7 out of 10 times and you're a Hall of Famer, right? But how are you going to handle making those 7 outs, right? Like, are you going to be upset and slam and throw stuff? Or are you just going to take the information and apply it to your next at-bat to try to not get out? I think there's all different sorts of ways to cope with the failure. And that's where, you know, Kenny Revisa was huge for me, is just giving me those tools, those skills to deal with failure, to move on, to flush the bad results and get to the next pitch, and to be present, to be in the moment, to not look ahead, not look behind. And all those things kind of, I think, really helped me be the player I am today. I don't know if I make it to the major leagues if I didn't have the tutelage of Ken Revisa helping me along the way, because I do think it's a game changer.
Justin, you've done a lot of winning. You've played for a lot of different managers and several different teams. It's still a small sample size compared to the rest of your career, but how do you describe to people what makes Craig Counsell effective as a manager, and how different is your experience playing for him in this few months than maybe other managers has been?
Yeah, I think Craig's great. I mean, he's the thing about a really good manager is you don't really notice him, right? Like, they say what they need to say. They push the right buttons, but they don't. At the end of the day, it's about the players and the guys on the field. And I think he does a great job, you know, doing that. He's obviously there and he's making decisions, but, you know, he lets the guys go out and play and do their thing and doesn't really impede. If there's something that needs to be said, he says it and he addresses it. And other than that, it's you know, go get them. Like, let's go win a ball game. And I love that style. I love that kind of method of managing. And I think he does a great job of it.
Justin, PCA has talked about, you know, the impact that you've had on him. So have other players. We heard Horner. But what's the impact of watching a talent like PCA and a young man who's, you know, from what I've learned about him, pretty deep thinker for 23, come around? And what's the upside when you look at him career-wise?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a special player, five-tool player, can impact the game in so many ways. You know, just the other night in the Rockies game, you know, he didn't get a hit 0-for-5, but he's the extra runner in the 10th, and he steals a big base for us and scores a tying run to extend a game, and we end up winning it, right? Like, the defense is, he's the best center fielder I've seen play in person. You know, the routes, the jumps, the precision, the arm strength is incredible. So just a really, really talented player in all aspects. You know, he's a guy, high school guy that I think I wish Kenny was still around to have some conversations with him and help him, you know, control some of the emotions. He's a very emotional player. He's full of energy. He enjoys the moment. But those come with the downswings too. And I think the more he gets closer to center line and controlling those emotions, the sky's the limit. I think, you know, he can be a perennial all-star MVP caliber player as long as he doesn't let the emotions get the best of him.
All right, before we let you go, got to ask you this. In any given week of this Cubs season, how often have you run into kids with Justin Turner red beard costumes?
There's been a few, actually. Yeah. You know, obviously there was the two kids in Japan, and yeah. I still actually hear from them.
Do you really?
They still send videos to my Instagram, which is pretty cool. And there's been a few on the road that have had the beard and holding up signs that I've gone and signed some balls for. So it's always cool to see that. And you know, if you're wearing a beard to the game, come down by the dugout. I'll make sure I sign a ball or take a picture with you.
What a great offer and what a great gesture, because you know how many days you'll make by doing that and just posing for 10, 15 seconds. Those guys, those kids will talk about that forever.
Trust me, it's worth something wearing one of those beards, especially in the summer when it's hot. I know how hot and itchy and uncomfortable it can be, so definitely get you a picture or an autograph if you're bearing one of those.
Justin, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck the rest of this Cubs season.
And I got that this. $20 for you too.
Yeah. Bruce has got you two tens for you today.
You're gonna get me arrested. I go into a store and it's a fake 20.
Great
stuff.
Have
a great day, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Justin Turner, Cubs infielder, all around good guy, joining us here on Inside the Clubhouse. Yeah, Bruce, I don't know what you did to coax him into talking to us, but I'm glad you did.
He was distracted by the moth that jumped out of my wallet when I pulled that 20 out. It was, you know, it was amazing. I wish I had taken a picture of it, but terrific guy. There's you hear a lot of depth, and you hear a lot of the reasons why you bring people in. They do have to perform, but this guy is a winner all the way around, and the only reason he stayed, it was because the front office and council understood that hopefully this bat's going to come around, but the ancillary stuff is really important.
I think it was also interesting among everything that he said, but that walk-off hit was as important to him as everyone thought it was, and everyone thought it could be to the Cubs, because He's right. You could have all of the great instruction and perspective and experiences in the world and share them, but he wasn't hired to be the assistant hitting instructor or the mental skills coach. He was hired to be a pinch hitter and a reserve infielder to fill in from the right side, and you at some point in time have to produce. And that walk-off allowed him to kind of exhale and be more productive.
It's kind of what Mitch Rosen says to me every week on this show. He said, we know what David can do, but, you know, you have to produce.
Well, and if you're going to use that analogy, Bruce, next week you're going to show up in a red beard costume, all right? And we're going to put the whole show on Twitch. Maybe the Chicago Sports Network would like that. That would really be a lot of fun. Your next marquee appearance. How about the red beard?
It's great to have these guys on when they're in first place. It always helps.
All right, when we come back, speaking of first place, Jed Hoyer has this team in first place in the final year of his deal. He also said some interesting things that pertain to the latest serious injury that the Cubs are dealing with, another oblique strain. We'll play a little chin music when we come back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
High and inside.
Time for some chin music.
Hey, Yomp, how about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
I just think we're a rotational sport, and I think that guys are bigger, stronger, faster than they've ever been. So I think that, you know, that's going to lead to rotational injuries. I think that, you know, I don't know this. I mean, for all I know, in the 40s and 50s, guys had tons of obliques that we never heard about. But, like, I think there's the difference in, like, the strength of these players and how fast they turn and how often they do it. I think that's the nature of it. It's not a fun injury. It's one of those things you hear it, you know it's going to be some time. But I don't know if it's avoidable the way guys train. And I think that's the nature of our sport today in general, is that these guys are just bigger, stronger, faster than they used to be. They throw the ball way harder. They hit the ball harder. They're faster. And I think that leads to more injuries. The alternative to that is to not train as hard, not be as strong, not be as fast, not be as good, but that's being weeded out of the game. And so I just think that, like, that's the nature of the way our sport is played now.
Welcome back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, playing some chin music. Jed Hoyer talking about the Cubs' rash of oblique injuries. Bruce, I think that may be one way to describe it. Miguel Amaya's being the latest, but there have been others on a long list, longer than you would want it to be if you're Jed Hoyer. 4 to 6 weeks for Amaya. What did you make of his explanation? Because it's one of those things where I understand where he's saying it. It could be just a coincidence. I also think that when you have all of the resources devoted to sports science, and you have to ask these kinds of questions, which may or may not have, you know, easy to understand answers.
Yeah, I didn't love the answer, although I believe he's probably correct. I don't like that answer, because what he's saying is the injuries, the soft tissue injuries that we're seeing occur over and over again through the oblique, they were not happening in the 50s and 60s because baseball players were training differently for the sport. They weren't trying to look like an Adonis. They weren't looking like players that were training for the Olympics. There were ball players that got into shape in spring training and tried to play 154 games, okay? So what he's saying is, these athletes are bigger, better, stronger, but we have to accept the fact that they won't last, okay? And that, to me, is unacceptable for a sport that understands why a player or players break down, but refuse to go back to other methods to try to keep those players on the field.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I think it's one of those cases where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And the commitment to fitness is necessary, because in the catching example, but let's just say pro sports in general, baseball, you've got to prepare yourself for a 162-game season. To do that, I understand why people work out like fiends all the time, because you got to have your body as tightly wound as you possibly can get it. Now, and I also respect the fact that if we were talking to Ozzie Guillen and bringing him into this conversation, you say, always remember, you can't pull fat.
Right.
So,
But David, the reality is, let's take Miguel Amaya. We're not making him the culprit. He's the latest victim for the Cubs. He, in a game of 5 days ago, he gets ready to throw positionally by loading up on the left side and throwing a ball down to second base, and he injures his oblique, okay? This is a rotational sport, David, okay? In a rotational sport, you have to have the flexibility to be able to do that type of move as a catcher and not get hurt.
You can't get
hurt doing the thing that you do all the time, which is throwing a baseball.
But it happens, Bruce. You know what happens.
But it doesn't. It didn't happen 20 years ago.
I don't know if the quality of the athlete was what it is now.
It was a lot better when he could play 150 games rather than 60. Okay?
Right. Okay.
It was, you know, again, I don't want to go back to the 1960s and 70s. That's not my premise. My premise is, if you understand, with the scientific knowledge that we have, the metrics supplied, all the medical people involved, we know what the problem is. Jed Hoyer identified it very clearly and succinctly. Now let's do something about correcting it, okay? It's a rotational sport. You have to keep these people on the field. If obliques are... Look, Javier Assad has been hurt since February, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have spring training. March, April, May, June, February included. He's not close to coming back yet, okay, from an oblique strain. This is a serious part of the sport.
On the other hand, Bruce, Ian Happ was back in 10 days.
Yeah, so, it wasn't as severe.
Well, the severity of each oblique injury makes each oblique injury unique, and I think that's why you can't take a 4 to 6 week application of how long somebody's going to be out and apply it to everyone.
The impact of that injury, how well it has Hap been able to play since coming back? Well, right, he's still dealing with building up
timing
from having had the injury.
But I do think there's a distinction to be made. I think this is why it's an interesting topic, Bruce. A couple years ago, the White Sox had a rash of hamstring injuries, of soft tissue injuries. I do think that this is probably where we should bring in an expert at some point in time. We talk about.
I'm right here for you.
Okay,
I'm here for you.
Okay. I'm not going to give you a crisp $20 bill to give me expert analysis on the oblique.
It might be a fake.
Okay, it probably should be. But I think when you're talking about obliques, these are complaints or we're quibbling typically of muscles that are too tightly wound. Something that, you know, in the case of Amaya is not out of shape. This is not a young man that is neglecting his body.
He's in great shape for the Olympics.
Right. But I think with hamstring injuries, the suggestion was you're pulling muscle. Maybe you weren't adequately stretched. Maybe you weren't doing things that require the pregame diligence that a lot of guys go through. Your workout routine, your commitment to professionalism, all those things were under scrutiny and worthy of questioning.
Hamstring's a more common injury.
It's a more common injury because it's more commonly happens because guys don't stretch appropriately. Oblique injuries are kind of a newer thing, it seems. We're seeing them more because I think guys are in better shape.
Look, nothing like baseball where it's start and stop, you know, all the time, right? So, I mean, what the individual does with his body to start and stop and use different muscle areas in his body is so different from every other sport. And again, they talk about the rotational part of the sport. It is that. But again, if you're too muscular in certain areas, other areas are prone to break down from the quick starts and stops. It's not all that difficult to figure out. It really is.
All right, this is bottom line, Bruce. Because of how many oblique injuries Cub players have suffered and has hurt and damaged their depth, do you in any way hold Jed Hoyer, Carter Hawkins, or the Cubs staff responsible?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It's an industry problem.
I don't necessarily either, but you know that's the next level of question.
No, because it's a,
you go back to the Sox situation, and we did question their approach to conditioning, and I think they did and held some people accountable. That's why some people are no longer in the organization.
The cure is fat injections. David Wells never pulled an oblique.
How about John Kruk?
No, I mean it didn't happen. But again, it's not simple, but it is simple. These guys are built up for other sports, not to play baseball, and baseball just can't seem to get around this problem right now.
All right, I'm gonna ask you another question, somewhat related to Jed Hoyer, because we heard him coming in to the segment. He addressed the oblique injury outbreak on the Cubs organization. Jed Hoyer, final year of his contract. Jed Hoyer obviously has put the Cubs, because of some moves that he's made, in a position to be in first place as June begins and looking like one of the best teams in the major leagues. I think they have the fourth best record in baseball. Does Jed Hoyer get to the end of this season and his contract situation still unresolved, or do they take a proactive approach like they were discussing them doing with players and lock up Jed Hoyer long term so he doesn't hit executive free agency?
I love the conversation now compared to what it was in February, right?
Yeah.
where they were saying, what has Jed Hoyer done to deserve to keep his job, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's shown an awful lot of it, and a lot of it was Jed Hoyer got his job initially, David, by Theo Epstein leaving and Tom Ricketts sitting down with him and saying, what we want from our president of baseball operations is for you to build a farm system, to go out there and develop them, trade them, make them interesting to other teams, so we don't have to spend $400 million a year to field a team. We need to have an infrastructure of our own. He is showing that over the last 2 years. Made the trade for Pete Crow Armstrong in center. Made the trade for Michael Bush at first. Helped develop Miguel Amaya behind the plate. Okay, part of a trade that brought in Kyle Tucker was trading another piece to Florida for another piece that you got, or to Tampa, and him being a part of a big trade that you made to bring him in. So all these things that were asked him to do, they're starting to happen, okay? Player development doesn't happen overnight or when you want it to. It just happens in the cycle that it has to. We talk about the White Sox every week. We're talking about this with the Cubs. The farm system is producing. You have two young pitchers in the rotation right now. You have a couple bullpen guys at the back end and Palencia as well, now developing into the closer. So he is shown that with patience of ownership and fan base, that he's the right man for the job. He should have a new contract.
The Cubs have five all-star potential players, five potential all-stars. And when you look at Tucker, PCA, Suzuki, Carson Kelly, and maybe Nico Horner, had that kind of a year, all those guys, except for Horner, were guys that Jed either signed or traded for. And that has to be taken into consideration. I agree with you. I think he's worthy of keeping. I've always thought that he has done a job that's maybe a little bit more and better than he's been given credit for. I think he toiled and lingered in Theo Epstein's shadow for a very long time, probably too long. But I do believe he's on his way to being the guy that shouldn't go anywhere. Now, Bruce, before we break, is there any chance that is Paul Sullivan, in a really another good column earlier this week, somewhat suggested that Jed, if he hits executive free agency and the Cubs go into the playoffs, win a series, and he still does not have a contract for next year, another team might entice him and tempt him to leave for brighter and greener pastures?
Okay. I mean, you know, he'll have the right to leave.
It'd
I don't think he wants to.
More than just a $20 bill tempting him, Bruce. That's my point.
He doesn't want to go anywhere. He's been really candid about saying, you know, he's been here for 14 years now. If think about that.
It's a long time.
It is. And he's raised his entire family here, okay? They're Chicagoans. Jed's from somewhere else. You know, people say, oh, yeah, he's from, you know, out east, blah, blah, blah. No, the most important thing to him is his family is being brought up here. He's a Chicagoan now. Accept that fact, and accept the fact that he'd like to be on the job for another 10 years, winning a few championships. So I don't think he's going to want to go anywhere else. But, yeah, he'll probably be more attractive to other people with the success here, you know, winning 95 to 100 games if they do that and going deep into the playoffs. That's the hope. But, again, you know, I think – proving himself to the people that he works for had to be done, and I think he's on his way to doing that.
I agree with you. I think that this season is trending in the right direction. It is early still. It's June 1st is tomorrow. The Cubs are in a really enviable spot. They're at the top of the division and one of the best teams in baseball, and it's not by accident. This is by design.
The job beats the hell out of you, David. Take a look at Jed 14 years ago when he came in. And a picture of him today, okay?
Yeah, and what do you say?
And again, he keeps himself in great shape.
He's in position. Know. He's good enough shape to pull an oblique, Bruce.
Yeah, but, you know, the job ages you, my friend.
Okay. I know. Both of us are testaments to that. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap things up with maybe we'll get some lineups for what to expect today at Wrigley Field and in Baltimore with the White Sox and the Orioles. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Espinal waits for the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Cabrera gets his first strikeout in a Cub uniform. Swing and a miss, strike three. De La Cruz out on strikes. Good off-speed pitch by Cabrera. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, change of pace got him. And that ends the inning. Cubs need some runs.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. Wrapping things up. Ninth inning here with Bruce Levine, David Haw. Bruce, that was a highlight from 6-7 The Score and the great Pat Hughes of Genesis Cabrera's first Cub appearance yesterday. Faced five hitters. Struck out three of them. Inning in a third. Walked a guy. Pretty strong first impression from a guy who's been well-traveled, but now was the third lefty in the Cub bullpen. What do you think?
Well, the first question I asked Craig Counsell yesterday in the pregame was, in the beginning, give me the book on Genesis.
If you would have slipped in a Phil Collins reference, I'd been really impressed.
And he said, "Well, I see what you did on the day off." You know, he blasted me. So, a really good arm. Preach. Really good arm, good breaking ball, good fastball. It shows you what teams have to do right now, David, is finding guys that have worn out their welcome elsewhere with the Mets, what he did, and bring them in and be part of the bullpen, you know, with, injuries still, debilitating some of their bullpen and rotation, and Palencia building himself up as a closer of this team, which is the great big story that the little big story that's going on for the Cubs right now. Are we seeing the ascension of Daniel Palencia as the next closer of this team, and will he keep that job throughout the year? That's what front offices do on a daily basis, find the Cabrera's for their team.
And they do that in a way that can be sneaky good in the approach, but I also wonder, it's usually conventional, and conventionally speaking, isn't it somewhat unusual to have three left-handers in your bullpen?
Yeah, they get outs. That's all they care about right now. And Council explained that, saying that over this next week or 10 days, they're going to face a lot of teams with good left-handed hitters. So that's a part of the plan, short-term as well as long.
Speaking of good left-handed hitters, let's pivot to the PCA conversation. Where do you think he will bat today? The Cubs could have a contest, make a lot of money, by trying to guess where PCA would bat in the day's batting order, because he's moved around a little bit. I still think he could be effective and dynamic as a leadoff hitter, because there's a guy in L.A. leading off for the Dodgers who has a lot of power, and he's using it well in Ohtani, homered twice last night. What do you think about PCA in the MVP conversation, the latest in that, because it's been quite a month?
First of all, it's a fascinating topic that you just brought up. Can you remember as impactful a player in the first third of a season batting in so many different positions?
No.
Ever, on any team, okay? I mean, I'm talking about a guy that, he's going to lead off today. Oh, he's batting fourth, he's batting third, he's batting sixth, he's batting fifth. He spent some of the time batting seventh earlier in the year. Can you remember it being so impactful? Maybe it's a product of the fact of the DH now in the National League, and that really you're only leading off for the first time, and that conversation that we had for so long is when is PCA going to be leading off? It's no longer a functional part of the conversation anymore because of the impact he has with his bat rather than his legs.
He has batted first, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. Okay, so he has been, as you point out correctly, all over the map. Meanwhile, he has leveled off, relatively speaking. I know he's got 15 home runs, Bruce, but he's cooled off a little bit the last week.
4 for 25 since the 24th of May, 10 strikeouts in six games. Here's the really surprising number for PCA, right? You know, this great baseball athlete. He only has 2 stolen bases since April 26th, okay? Four stolen bases since April 26th, 2 caught stealing. He's no longer the impactful base runner, except when he gets on late in games and wins a game like he did earlier in the week.
That is what obscures you from the rest of the information you just mentioned, because that was a huge stolen base. And yep, when he picks his spots more than he has before. I do wonder, and I did wonder, if he'd been running much less frequently. And those numbers point out that the answer is yes.
And the reason is that he's doubling or tripling or hitting a home run.
Right.
And there's no stolen base needed. He still doesn't walk.
We can't bunt.
He has nine walks through the year, right?
He can't bunt, people say.
Well, his bunting is not great, but when you look at the total package, you don't have too many arguments. He's got a lot of he just turned 23 in March.
I know.
He's got a lot of areas to grow in, and he's already a great player in a lot of different areas.
Fun conversation moving forward would be if you had to pick 5 players under 25 in Major League Baseball, how far do you get on your list before Pete Crow Armstrong's name comes up?
He's right there, 1-2 right now, I would have to say. I mean, he's got to be right there. I can't think of the other names offhand that are being so impactful. But again, if he's in the MVP conversation with Ohtani right now, and Ohtani is starting to step on the gas and go away, isn't he? With as you pointed out, 15 home runs.
15
in May.
Home runs in the month of May. And today there's another opportunity for him to finish the month with a bang, or maybe several bangs. Who knows? But PCA will be in the lineup today, presumably.
PCA has more RBIs by a lot.
I know. He'll be there hitting against the Reds today. Nick Lodolo against Drew Pomeranz, the beginning of the second game of the series. You know what? Pre-game right here on The Score. 12:45. First pitch, 120 on the score, and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Bruce, this was a ton of fun. Thank you very much. Terry Francona is coming on this program for one reason, and you're it. And then Justin Turner as well. This was a lot of fun today.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. People can follow me on X at MLB Bruce Levine on our website, 670thescore.com. Mark Grody and the unique way he approaches his job is next.
And his life. Mark Grody is a breath of fresh air every time he's on the radio. You can hear him next. You can hear us Monday. It's Mullin Haw, 5:30 to 10 every weekday morning here on The Score. Thank you to Sean Sears. Thank you to Bruce Levine. Thank you, Justin Turner and Terry Francona. Have a great day at the ballpark. It's going to be a wonderful one in Chicago. For Bruce Levine, I'm David Haw. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.